that's available to you. You know, when the elements, when they come against us, well, of course, we can insure our homes and we can evacuate the area. We can, you know, we can run. We can run and run, you know, you can, well, you can evacuate out of the country, you know, if you so wish. But this storm that Jesus tells us is coming at the end of the age, the storm of God's judgment, there'll be no evacuating then. There'll be no hiding place at all. Not then. But there is now, because now today you can be forgiven. Today you can be justified before God. Made right with God, that is. Today you can enjoy the benefits of the gospel, the good news that I bring to you here this afternoon in Bar Harbor. My name's Jimmy. I'm an evangelist, come from Scotland, traveled 6,000 miles to be here in your country to bring this good news to you. You believe, madam? You believe, sir? You're forgiven? Huh? You know, it's just it's so simple, you know. The gospel, I mean, you know. The bad news and the good news. The bad news is that we're all sinners. The good news is that we can be forgiven. That Jesus came and lived and loved and died and rose again from the dead to make that a possibility, you know, by trusting in Him and His person and what He has done. Because you see, what you and I do, that's no good. You know, we can try to be good, but you ever notice that out? You know, in your childhood, you know, you promise, Mommy, you say, Mom, I'll be good. Mom, I'll try harder, you know, and the harder you try, well, the worse it gets, really, doesn't it, you know? But, you know, the thing is that our efforts, you know, whatever you do or I do, that can't make us right with God. It's only what He has accomplished by His death on the cross. Of course, that's exactly what He came for. And that's exactly, of course, what God requires of you and of I. You know, in that day, in order to get God's approval, is to trust in His Son, Jesus Christ. Because what He has done, what Jesus has done and accomplished, is sufficient, you know. It's for the worst of sinners and the best of sinners, you know. And of course, it doesn't matter how rich you are, you know. It doesn't matter, you know, how well off you might be. Doesn't matter how religious you are, you know. One of the things that Jesus comes against, you know, so very strongly in the Bible is self-righteous religious people, you know, because they think they're good enough, you know. His story Jesus tells in the Bible, you know, about two guys that went up to the temple to pray, and one of them, you know, he's a religious dude, and he's praying himself, you know, and saying, you know, what a good guy he is, you know. He gets money to the church, you know, he doesn't what? I'm not selling nothing, sir. I'm giving it away. It's free. Free. The good news about Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like you say, friends, you know, this guy, he thinks he's a real cool dude, you know. He's just, you know, he does all the right things and, you know, and he don't cheat in his wife and he don't cheat in the marketplace neither. You know, God couldn't possibly be offended against him. But the other guy, you know, he won't even look up to heaven, you know. And he's beating his breast and he's crying to God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Jesus poses the question. He says, which one of those two men do you think went home justified, went home right with God? Well, it certainly wasn't the religious dude. It was the other man. who in humility, who humbly acknowledged his sin and unworthiness, you know, for God. And friends, you know, any religion that you do anyway, you know, it's because here's the thing, friends, you know, you're born in sin, you know, it's more, much more than what you do and say and think. All that's bad enough, but it's worse than that, it's deeper than that. It's your very nature. God says you're born, conceived in sin. And that's why we naturally, quite naturally, we do sinful things. We can't help ourselves. So all you can do is nothing but sin. And so anything that you would offer to God, whether it be of a religious nature or otherwise, anything that you would seek to offer to God is tainted with sin. Because all we are is just walking, breathing, talking lumps of sin. That's all you are. So you got nothing. Nothing at all to commend you to God, to forgive you God's approval. It's only by trusting in what somebody else has done. Your righteousness is, they're like filthy rags, says God. You know, he won't even touch the things, like, you know, they're so defiled. So you see, friends, you need a righteousness other than your own. You need somebody else's righteousness. You need the righteousness that God has revealed in the gospel. That's why we call it good news, because God has provided another righteousness apart from ours. It's the righteousness that's revealed in His Son, Jesus Christ. And so, you see, when a body trusts, puts their faith and trust in Jesus and in what He has done, God credits that person with righteousness, the righteousness of Jesus. And this is God's provision. I mean, it's so wonderful. It's so wonderful, wonderful love. The old story of Jesus and His love. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. Oh, it's so simple, friends. You know, child could understand it. Child grasp it much better than you adults. Because you see, the older you get, the more cynical you get, the more hardened you become in your sin and in your unbelief. The child, of course, hasn't got that. That's why Jesus, I guess, that's why He says, you know, in another place, He says, except you become like children and be converted, you will never enter the kingdom of God. So, friends, you know, you need to get to grips with this. It's a gospel, you know. It's a gospel that you don't hear in your churches no more. Christ died for the ungodly. Christ died for sinners. That's the gospel. A person, not a religion. You got plenty of religion the world over. You know, anybody can be religious. You don't need God's help. You don't need my help for that. Just go to the synagogue, the mosque, the temple. Take your pick, you know. Anybody can be religious. But I don't put the life of God in your soul. That don't justify you before God. I don't make you right with God. It's only the gospel that does that. The good news. Jesus, a person, not a religion. Christ died for sinners. Person of God's Son, Jesus Christ, came into the world and lived and loved and died at the hands of wicked and cruel men and rose again from the dead so that you could be made right with God and have the life of God in your soul. But no, all the religion in the world will not do that for you. But of course, as long as you continue in your course of unbelief, suppressing what you know to be the truth, you'll never enter the kingdom of God. But here's the thing, you know, call yourself what you will, evolutionist, secularist, I don't know, whatever name you've got for it. There's no justification, none whatsoever. You can meddle, you can play about with science and all kinds of philosophies of men, but all that does is keep you from the kingdom of God. You know that God is. You know that He is. You know what God says in His Word? He says that He has made it plain to you. He has shown it to you. He says you even clearly understand it. God says there's no such thing as an atheist on this planet. Not one. Everybody knows that God is. And friends, you can use what you will, but you continue to suppress the truth of the knowledge of God in your unrighteousness and wickedness, I tell you, you'll face the judge, and He'll condemn you forever. But God, you see, has graciously, kindly, in His loving kindness, provided you with an escape route. And friends, you have but to receive. You cannot achieve the righteousness of God. You cannot earn it. You cannot be religious for it, good for it, respectable for it, or anything else for it, because it's of grace and grace alone. And grace, you see, is what you don't deserve. Grace, you see, is the sheer, unadulterated gift of God. God presents you with a gift. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, whom I declare to you here this afternoon. It's a gift, you see. It's of grace, of the undeserved favor of God, you see. You have but in faith, you see, to receive it. You a believer, sir? You believe in God, sir? Huh? You believe in God? No? Cat got your tongue? So like...
He sure doesn't have yours.
No. I gave it to me to use.
Me too.
And for good purpose. Preach the gospel. Everlasting love and kindness of God to wretched sinners. Wherever you come from, the north, the south, the east, or the west, we all be sinners. For all who sinned and come short of the glory of God, none righteous, says God, not even one that's good. Gosh, you might claim to be good. A lot of people do. I'm a good person, they say. God can't have nothing against me, you know. You tell lies, you know. You lust after the opposite sex, you know. You steal, you know, from other people, and you rob God of the worship that's due to Him. Thieves, you know, to a man, to a woman. And you say you're a good person. Well, none of these kind of people, God says, will ever enter into His kingdom of heaven. So friends, that's got to go. The sin, I mean, the coveting, you know, everything that's contrary to the commands of God. You shall have no other gods before me. Who is it? What is it that you worship today? Is it the person you see in the mirror each morning? The God of self. That's the big one in the United States of America today, is it not? You shall not bow down before any graven image, idolatry. And that comes in many forms too. Any religion contrary to what God has revealed in the Bible is idolatry, and God hates it. You shall not kill by means of abortion, euthanasia, or anything else in between. Violence, drugs, guns, knives. And our friends, you shall not commit adultery, which covers every and any form of sexual immorality known to you. This is the sin. This is the sin, you see. The commandment breaking that comes out of a sinful nature. Unless your nature's changed, unless you're born again of the Spirit of God, as Jesus says, a man must be in order to enter the kingdom of God. You must be born again, says Jesus, because it's only that that will take the hatred for God out of your heart and the hatred for His commandments and cause you to love God and love His commandments. You see, the nature must be changed in order for the practice to be changed. But friends, you must needs know. You must understand, you know. This is not just a matter of opinion. This is what God has revealed in His holy word, infallible word. Every word of it God breathed, and He's revealed it to you that you might be saved, you see, from the consequences of that sin, because it's grave, it's dire. Oh, you might say, well, that's good for you. That's okay for you, but it's not for me. Oh, yes, it is. Because here's the thing, friends, God is your creator. You are not hatched out in some primordial sludge. You are not a piece of chemical fizz. You are a man, a woman, made in the image of God. And friends, God is your creator, and He is your lawgiver. And He requires of you, because He created you, He rightfully, sovereignly has a claim over the way that you conduct yourself in heaven.